ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present a great country singer named Ginny Wright. And you're hearing her voice on that particular record. I have to tell you that somebody else is on that record. We're going to find out momentarily who he is. He is a singer, but he doesn't sing a note on that record at all. Is that correct, Ginny?
Yes, that is true.
Before we get to who that gentleman is, and he's very, very famous, I want to introduce you. You were born in Twin City, Georgia during the 1930s, and you got your start, I understand, singing in glee clubs. Is that correct?
Well, I sang in glee clubs. I took voice lessons. I was really heading for the opera world, you know. And I studied La Traviata and all that, and then I started working at this General Electric company, and I met up with a girl. Her brother-in-law had a little country band, so they invited me over, and I started singing with a country band. And I kind of changed my mind about my singing, and I started singing with a band, and they played square dances and television shows and stuff in Cleveland, Ohio. When I graduated, I went up there to live with my sister in Cleveland, and I started singing around with a little country band, and that's how I got started with country music.
Before we identify the mystery person, we didn't even hear his voice, but as I say, he doesn't sing a note, but he's much better known as a singer than a reciter, which is what he does on this particular record we're going to play. We have to say a shout out to your biggest fan in the entire world. And his name is Richard. How does he pronounce his last name? I've seen him post on my message board as Richard Astley. Is it Clemens? Do you know how he pronounces that?
Well, I pronounce it Clemens. And he's just a really nice person.
Let me just say, Richard, thank you for introducing me to Ginny Wright and allowing me to introduce her to many people who may not be familiar with her. Thank you so very much, Richard, and I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of what we are going to present. Okay, Ginny, in 1953, a gentleman by the name of, I'm not going to identify him yet, but he did have a record that spent 9 weeks on the chart at number one, and that record was called Mexican Joe. It was on a label called Abbott Records. He followed it up with a record that spent 3 weeks at number one called Bimbo. And then he followed it up with a rather unusual record, and you were on that record in a big way. In fact, you sang a lot more than he did because he didn't sing at all on that record. How did it come about that you got to record with this mystery person who you can now identify anytime you want?
Well, the way it got started was Faber Robinson. He owned Abbott Records. He had Jim Reeves. Jim had a real big hit, and of course, I mean, it was just wonderful to get to meet Jim, and the way that happened was this Jack Gale in Cleveland, Ohio, he had this little country show, and I went up there and I asked him, I said, I just walked in his office, I said, I want to record for you, and he says, well, we don't cut country people. I says, well, listen to me. So he reared back and he listened to me, and so he recorded a little record, and it was on the AAA label. So anyway, he recorded me, and it was hitting right around Akron, Ohio, and Cleveland, just doing a little bit.
Right.
And, of course, Jack didn't have the money, really, to promote it. So Faber Robinson happened to be coming through town, and he knew Jack Gale. And, you know, his, Jack played Jim Reeves' records and everything, and Mitchell Torok's records. So Faber stopped, and he heard the record. Jack was playing it on the air.
Right.
It was called You're Under Arrest. And the backside was one of Farron Young's songs called Going Steady. But anyway, Faber heard the record, and he took Jack out for lunch, and he asked him, said, hey, by the way, he said, I'm going to start a new label called Faber Records. He wanted to start one by his name, you know, and he still was going to keep Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to start this new record label, and I'd like to have Jenny, my girl singer, on the first one.
Right.
Jack said, oh, no, you can't have her. And she's my artist, and Faber spoke up and says, well, there ain't very much you can do with her. And so anyway, they just kind of discussed it and everything. But Jack never mentioned it to me. And Faber was on his way to Detroit to pick Jim Reeves up. Jim was playing in a nightclub up there. Jim was really big at that time, you know, with his Mexican Joe.
Right, that's the one we mentioned. Yep, right.
And so I called him, and he told me, he said, Jenny, I want you to send me 10 songs. That, get them recorded some way. We went up to the studio, and Jack put them on tape. So one night I saw this Cadillac pulling up in front of the restaurant. Had a California license plate.
Uh-huh.
Went to the door, and a paper came in. He had these dark glasses on. Everybody called him Mr. Hollywood.
Okay.
Because that's where he was from, Hollywood, California.
Right.
And so he come in, and I said, you're Faber. And he said, you're Jenny. I said, yep. And I pulled my apron off. My sister said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to sing. She said, Jenny, you done lost your mind. I said, well, maybe I have. But Faber said, I come to get you. He said, I'm on my way. I got to go pick up Jim Rees again. He said, he's booked up there in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow.
And he said, I'll pick you up in the morning. So I told him how to get to my sister's. And I was scared to death because I was just real young, you know, just came by the next morning to get me.
Mm-hmm.
To take me up there. He was going to pick up Jim, and then we were going to drive straight back through to Shreveport, Louisiana, because Jim was on the Louisiana hayride.
Right.
And so we got up there, and we went out to the club where Jim was singing.
Right.
And we were sitting at this table, and Jim got up and sang, and he come over to me and asked me, said, Jenny, do you know this song, Dear John? And that was one that Gene Shepherd and Farrell & Husky had out.
Right, yeah.
Dear John's letter, and... Marilyn Husky did the recitation. Gene Shepherd did the singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up and sang that with Jim. I was scared to death because I didn't know none of them people, and it was a big club. But I got up and sang it. He came down on his break, and Faber says, well, I've got a song that I'm going to cut you and Jim with. So anyway, that's how we come about that we was going to cut I Love You. And so we drove, after the show and everything, we drove straight back through from Detroit, Michigan to Shreveport. Got into Shreveport. It was real late. It was something like on a Thursday night. We had to wait till the radio station went off the air at 1 o'clock, and
right.
Then we started recording. Cut Bimbo that night. Jim cut that. We cut I Love You the same night.
Now we know who the unidentified voice is. Happens to be country superstar Jim Reeves, and here he is with Jenny Wright on I Love You.
Chapel just over the hill. They're ringing for the wedding of my best friend, Bill. He'll wed the girl I love, and I'd rather die but to live. I've got to choose. I've lost her and I've lost a friend, but there's one thing I'll never lose, and that's the way she says,
I love you.
Like she was here today. She said she would always love me.
I love you.
And she would always be good and true. Yes, that's the one thing I'll never forget. The way she says,
What a great sound that is. I Love You, Ginny Wright and Jim Reeves. Interesting side note here. His follow-up record on Abbott was called Then I'll Stop Loving You. We went from I Love You to Then I'll Stop Loving You. The other singer that you did duets with, his name is Tom Tall. And I'm going to spell that. It is Tom T-A-L-L, not to be confused with a singer who has a similar sounding name by the name of Tom T. Hall, different person. Tom Tall, T-A-L-L, was from Amarillo, Texas, and he worked on the Town Hall Party in 1955. He was on the Grand Ole Opry in 56, Louisiana Hayride, 56 through 59. How did you come to record a song called Are You Mine with Tom Tall? It was also on the Faber label, so I guess he brought that about.
Yes, he was on the Faber label, too. The way that come about, I was on the Hayride. You know, when I recorded I Love You, it started hitting right away. Of course, Bimbo started hitting. So there we were with two big hits. And Jim and I would go do a lot of shows together, and then he had a lot of shows with Bimbo alone. Of course, when he was out of town or something like that, I was doing shows by myself. But the way we come about with the Are You Mine, I was on Louisiana Hayride, and Faber called me one day and played me this Abbott record over the phone and told me he wanted me to get on a plane and come out there and cut it with Tom Tall. Well, I knew Tom Tall because we booked a show called the Strang Music Show, and Jim Ed Brown and Maxine was on that, and Jim Reeves was a featured artist, and I was a featured girl artist. It was something like 6 weeks, and we just did one-night stands all up and down the coast, up in Oregon, Washington, all back down in Utah and all that, all those states, and it was quite a few of them, and we did the one-night stands, and then our last show, we came back, was on the Louisiana Hayride. Well, none of us made too much money out of it. We really didn't. By the time I paid for my pictures and paid for the wear and tear of my costumes, I come out with just about nothing. And nowadays, you'd make a fortune to go out and work 6 weeks, you know. But we didn't make very much back then, and a lot of artists was angry over that because Faber was making the money and buying the Cadillacs, and we didn't have anything, you know, except what we could squeeze by on personals, and I had to buy costumes with that and had to have pictures made, so it was pretty rough. But I had met Tom. He was on that show. And so I was on the Hayride. I was a regular on the Hayride. It was Jim Reeves and me, Clem Whit, Johnny Horton, and Mitchell Torok. We were the featured artists on the Hayride.
Oh, what a lineup that must have been. Wish I could have been there.
We had some pretty good artists on there, and it was all so nice to work with.
Right.
And so I told Faber, I said, Faber, why do you want me to come out there and cut this song? And it was Are You Mine by Myrna Loy and Buddy DeVal. They were from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it out on Abbott. You've already got it out on Abbott. Why are you putting the same song out and want me to come out there and leave the Hayride? And I said, don't make any sense. But anyway, I went, and we cut the song. And I don't know why, mine and his voice just kind of blended together pretty good. And so while I was out there, I had to get an absentee from the Louisiana Hayride, which Mr. Logan gave to me for a while so I could book there with Tom. But anyway, Tom and I cut the song,
right,
and it became a real big hit song.
We're going to listen to it right now. This is Ginny Wright and Tom Tall, and Are You Mine?
Whisper, I love you, and make all my dreams come true. Will you share the good and bad? Bring me joy when I am sad. Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time?
Yes, I am.
Mine alone?
Yes, sirree.
All my own?
Yes, sirree.
Your heart just like in mine. Will you give as well as take? Keep the vows that you will make. Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time?
Yes, I am.
Mine alone?
Yes, sirree.
All my own?
Yes, sirree. No one else will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, 'cause I'm yours.
that you're poor. Tell me, darling, are you sure? Will you whisper, yes, I do, and forever love me true? Will you honor and obey? Will you promise not to stray? Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Great sound, Ginny. Are You Mine? That was you and Tom Tall. Richard sent me a CD of your material, and it's a great selection of your music. As I went through the titles of this, and I saw the title of track number 13, My Chihuahua Dog, even before playing it, I said, that's got to be my type of record. My Chihuahua Dog is my kind of title.
I did that when I left the hayride and went out to California, and Faber cut me on My Chihuahua Dog. He wanted to make some publicity pictures,
and so we
borrowed this little Chihuahua. It was the cutest little thing, and he took me to a studio, and we had some pictures made. The lady just loaned us the dog to have the pictures made, and I think I was as scared as a dog because, of the, you know, those little dogs, they real tiny, and they were shaking the whole time we was taking the pictures. It was quite comical, but the song did real well for me. I played a show up in Cleveland, Ohio. I went back up there, and I was on Pee Wee King's show. He had a television show, and I was on there, and I did that song. And then he had another show down in Louisville, Kentucky, and I sang that song on his show there. Everybody liked that song. Every time, especially on personals, when I'd go out to do a show, sang Chihuahua Dog.
Here is Ginny Wright.
While sleeping on a feather, when the cowbell rings at noon, my dog is there with a fork and spoon.
Jenny, that is that is different, Jenny.
Yeah, it is.
I am Ronnie Allen, and I'm so pleased to be talking with Jenny Wright, who is giving us an idea of what country music was back then. And what was the Grand Ole Opry like back then? I guess pretty much everybody signed to the Grand Ole Opry had a record deal of some sort back then, did they not?
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of the artists got started on the Louisiana Hayride, and then they would go to the opera.
Right.
And that's where I was headed for, but I come home, and I never went back, but I had a contract waiting for me. All I'd had to do was go sign it, and I give it up for my marriage and my children. It hurt, because I never got to be on the Grand Ole Opry, and that was one place that I really would have loved to have been able to got up and sing. Now, Tom Tall, he was a guest on there several times, and he sang on it. And another thing I might mention that was an honor in show business was when I was on the Louisiana Hayride, I was one of the featured stars on there. I was on there the first night that Elvis Presley came on there. And me and him sit and talk. We went and had coffee, and the boy was so down to earth and so good. And he went out there and did that kind of up-tempo song, you know, That's All Right, Mama.
Right.
And you know the Louisiana Hayride people, they like country music. And
right.
He didn't get a very big applause, but he was kind of nervous, and we went over to get coffee. And I remember telling him he was kind of biting his fingernails and walking. And I said, Elvis, if you just get out there and do a country song, that's what these people like. And so he did. He got out there and he sang that song, Old Shep, about a dog. You remember that song? When I was a lad, Old Shep was a pup. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, Elvis Presley could sing anything.
Yep.
He loved his music. And I couldn't understand after I quit and got out of business what happened to that boy, because he was just so down to earth and so good. He was happy when he made people happy.
It's a sad thing
the way his life turned out, and it hurt me because I knew him personally too, you know.
Did you know him in his later years?
I never got to see him. He come to Augusta one time after I got out of business. He come to the Bell Auditorium here in Augusta, Georgia. And my husband was just, he was insanely jealous of me, and he wouldn't let me go. And I cried. I wanted to go so bad, but he wouldn't let me go, so I didn't get to go see him. And I did go see Jim Reeves, and he come through, and I just told my husband, I said, I've got to go see Jim. And it was wonderful to get to see Jim, and that wasn't too long before his plane crashed and he got killed. I was so glad that I got to see him again.
We got time for a couple more recordings that we want to play. And, Jenny, let me just tell you what a joy this has been to talk to you. What can you tell me about the song Indian Moon?
Well, that was one of them minor tempo things, you know, something like Kalijah, like Hank Williams had out. And everywhere I'd go, I would always sing Kalijah on personals. And so Faber said, you know, I got this song. It's on a demo. He said, it's called Indian Moon. It's kind of got that minor beat, you know, and bum, 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 you know. And he says, I want you to cut it. So I did. I cut it, and it hit the charts, but it wasn't as big a song for me as Are You Mine and I Love You. But everywhere I'd go on personals, everybody would always holler out, sing Indian Moon. You know, they liked that song for some reason, and I liked it too. I mean, I enjoyed singing it.
Well, if you folks out there holler out, I'm going to play it right now. Everybody's hollering, so I got to play it. So we're going to listen to it right now. This is Jenny Wright and Indian Moon.
Thank you.
Ginny, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to do this, and I want to thank Richard once again for making this possible, and hopefully we'll do another show sometime.
Well, that'd be great.
We have time for one more record. This particular song, Have You Ever Been Lonely? The show. And now, two bonus tracks by Ginny Wright. Here's her recording of The Bridge Washed Out.
The bridge washed out, and you can't swim, and you ain't got the nerve to cry.
When I awoke this morning, I dressed in my wedding gown. Pa and Pa was waiting to take me to the church across town. Everyone so happy.
Now one more by Ginny. This is another record that she did with Tom Tall. This is called I Want You to Want Me.
I want you to want me to want you, and I want you to need me to care. I want you to look deep down in your heart and see if there's room for me there. 'Cause I know I can make you happy. Say yes and I'll be happy too. 'Cause I want you,
I want you,
I want you, and I want you to want me too.
appetite.
And all day long I think about you, and I want you every night. 'Cause I know I can make you happy. Say yes and I'll be happy too. 'Cause I want you,
I want you,
I want you, and I want you to want me too.
I want you,
I want you, and I want you to want me too.